Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu stood in Bar-Ilan University in Tel Aviv and gave a speech about his peace vision in the region. He started his speech using sweet words, talked for a few minutes about the necessity of peace in the region and the ability to talk to the Arab neighbors, either in Syria, Lebanon, or Al-Quds, and to have economical ties with them. But the rest of his speech that lasted for almost 45 minutes was dedicated to Israel's preconditions to any deal with the Palestinians. Netanyahu stated many times during his speech that the Palestinians should recognize Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state and that Palestinian refugees should never return.
There must also be a clear understanding that the Palestinian refugee problem will be resolved outside Israel's borders, for it is clear that any demand to resettle Palestinian refugees within Israel undermines Israel's continued existence as the state of the Jewish people.
Netanyahu has also made it clear that Palestinians will be allowed to have a state that should be demilitarized, and Al-Quds is Israel's united capital and will always remain Israel's capital. He stated that Palestinians can rule themselves, but settlements in the West Bank should not be dismantled since they are established on Jewish land.
To achieve peace, we must ensure that Palestinians will not be able to import missiles into their territory, to field an army, to close their airspace to us, or to make pacts with the likes of Hezbollah and Iran.
And although Netanyahu called the Palestinian Authority for immediate talks, his speech has frustrated the PA officials. The Palestinian-Israeli negotiations are mainly about borders, refugees, water, settlements, and Al-Quds. But Netanyahu, according to them, is trying to tell Palestinians to subordinate their rights.
He said tonight that Jerusalem is out as the capital of Israel, refugees is out, water is out, security is out, he will control our sky, our border, our passage. So he replaced dictation instead of negotiations. And if we had movements of peace as a turtle before the speech tonight, Mr. Netanyahu flipped it on its back.
In his speech, Netanyahu has strongly addressed the threats surrounding Israel, coming from Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza, and Iran with its nuclear weapon, saying that Iran's threat is the biggest in the region.
He tried to play about Iran. Iran is not a threat. Iran is a country of the region. We hope that the dialogue between Iran and the U.S. will succeed. Wars is not an option in this region as the Israelis want.
He made it clear that he does not want a war in the region, but analysts say that his speech was quite evident that he was calling for war. Netanyahu's speech was longed for since he took office 2 months ago and since he announced that he has a peace vision last week. But according to analysts, this peace vision that was supposed to pave the way for solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has made things more complicated. Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.